Nathan, first of all, how are you feeling after that? Because you normally play in centre defence, and tonight maybe a little bit more running than normal?
Yeah, a lot more running, especially today, obviously, against Chelsea. It's always tough, but we had to put in shift in. So it was a bit different, but I had to get used to it again. So I think the second half went a little bit better than the first half. But I think overall, as a team, we've done quite well.
How much more was that performance like what we should be expecting this season compared to recent weeks?
Yeah, no, I think it was very positive. I think as you saw at the end, everyone was finished, was so tired because we won so much. Everyone tried to help each other, working so hard. So it was a tough one to take in the 84th minute or so. Bit scrappy goal. But we can take confidence out of it, as you said. I think we worked so much harder. I think, the next game we need to do so.
You'll have known, I'm sure, that Chelsea score a lot of late goals. They keep going to the end. But the longer the game went on, you started to have maybe chances that would see maybe you could nick it.
Yeah, true. We had a few chances ourselves. Also, the last kick of the game, where it was a bit of scrimmage. On the other day, it falls right... Hey, see you. Yeah. On the other day, it comes right in front of you. So it was a bit of a day like that. It just didn't fall for us. A bit disappointing with that.
But overall now, considering what a difficult run you've been in and things haven't quite been falling for you, tonight, how much more of a step in the right direction is this to take into this big Premier League run now?
Yeah, it is a good direction, obviously. We still keep our confidence, even though we lose games. We have lost a few games lately. We still keep our confidence. As you saw today, I think we still had confidence. And we need to do the same against Brighton again.
People like Eden Hazard, who's just walking past, is proving a bit of a thorn in Bournemouth side. You see him come off the bench. It's not what you want to see necessarily as an opponent, is it?
No. 100%. He's so sharp, so it's always tough to play against those players. Overall, I think we've done well to stop all those players. But just one moment can obviously change the game.
You obviously were in a different position tonight, but there were a lot of players who hadn't played a lot of football. We think of Jordan Ibe and Diego Rico and Arthur Boric, we must mention as well, who made a lot of good saves tonight.
Yeah, I think they were all superb. I think also Jordan playing out of position, Lee's done brilliant as well, not playing so much. I think everyone gave their best. I think we created chances, and it was a good day, to be fair, but then just unlucky with the result.
Just finally now, how do you go into this Christmas period? You've got Brighton, which looks a big game on Saturday, and then two more tough games away from home.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Obviously, Christmas period is always tough. A lot of games, but I think it's good for everyone to put this right again, to try and win the game. I think Saturday, as you said, is a big one. So everyone needs to get ready for that. Everyone needs to get fit for that, and hopefully can win this one.
And of course, lots of rumours about Callum Wilson. I'm sure you're trying to lock him in the bus and get him out of here before Chelsea pinch him. But how important is it you keep him this January?
Yeah, very, very important. Obviously, he's a very massive player for us. He scores a lot of goals for us, and he's a good letter in the change room as well. So obviously, we want to keep him.